WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Four kids are in the hospital this morning following a fire at a house in Temple Hills. Prince George's County Fire says one of them jumped from a second floor window while firefighters rescued three others when they arrived at the house on Alkin Drive. Fire Department spokesman Mark Brady says all four were exposed to smoke and heat and they're now in serious but stable condition and the fire at the house is out. Heavy rain, gusty winds on the way this evening. Till then, it's going to stay drizzly and humid out there. Meteorologist Dan Hoffman with the National Weather Service.
A cold front moves through, and a strong area of low pressure will develop along it by this evening. And as that moves up the coast, rain will redevelop and could become heavy at times during the overnight. And at the same time, winds will begin to increase out of the northwest with gusts over 50 miles per hour possible overnight.
He says tomorrow morning's commute could get interesting, too. It'll still be windy with some branches likely coming down. We'll check the full WMAL weather channel forecast coming up. Virginia State Police trying to figure out what led up to a person falling from a bridge over I-66 onto a car, killing the driver of that car. Police say it happened Saturday afternoon at the Cedar Lane overpass near Nutley Street. The person who fell is in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, police say. It's still not clear how or why the person fell. No information was immediately released about the deceased driver or that person who fell. Polls predicting the winner of Virginia's gubernatorial race have some very different numbers. One political analyst says there are some reasons for that.
Polls for mid-October include one that found Democrat Ralph Northam up 14%, while another shows Republican Ed Gillespie up 1%. So what's going on? Some pollsters aren't interviewing the right people, according to political scientist Quentin Kidd, with turnout predicted to be around 40%.
You need to be able to really dig down and talk to those 44%, 45%, 41%, somewhere in that range of voters.
Another reason for the differences?
Many different methods that are being employed right now in polling.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An arrest could be coming tomorrow in the Russia investigation led by Robert Mueller after reports surfaced that charges were filed on Friday. Some Republicans are calling for Mueller's removal, but House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy says that would be misguided.
I would encourage my Republican friends, give the guy a chance to do his job. The result will be known by the facts, by what he uncovers. The personalities involved are much less important to me than the underlying facts.
He's on Fox News Sunday. President Trump now says no need to wait 180 days. He's releasing all of the remaining files on the investigation into the JFK assassination.
In a series of tweets, the president noted that he had consulted with Chief of Staff John Kelly, the CIA, and other agencies, and that he will now release all but the names and addresses of people who are still alive. The president says his reasons are transparency and full disclosure, and he wants to put any and all conspiracy theories to rest.
That's correspondent Jan Johnson. And just in time for the holiday shopping season, you might get some help from Walmart by a robot.
The robots are going to be assigned a variety of jobs, going up and down aisles, scanning for out-of-stock items, incorrect prices, and wrong or missing labels. Walmart says the new automation technology is targeted for tasks that are repeatable, predictable, and manual. And they say this frees up human beings to spend more time with other human beings, that being customers. Walmart has already tested the robots in Arkansas, Pennsylvania, and California.
That's correspondent Pat Piper. We'll check traffic and weather coming up next on WMAL.
Take one part Jamie Whitten traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays.
One part Weather Channel forecast.
Very heavy showers and storms coming.
Add a healthy dose of great guests.
Good morning, how are you?
And sprinkle in your phone calls.
Love your show.
Then hit the button and stand back.
You are on WMAL. Good morning.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather together.
I'm pretty pumped about that.
Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Vince.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
11:05 now, we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Steve Greenfield.
Thank you, Steve. Northbound on 97 near Dorsey Road, we have a rollover. Use caution out there. And it's been a busy morning on 295 inbound at the 11th Street Bridge. Two separate incidents with an accident in Clinton at Temple Hill Road by Piscataway Road. And weekend metro work has all lines affected. Parts of the red line, in fact, are shut down. Check ahead and leave extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drizzles today and humid out there. Temperatures falling through the 50s. Heavy rain, gusty winds coming this evening down to the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, still windy tomorrow. Highs around 60. Right now, 64 in Centerville, 63 in Hyattsville. We're at 65 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, hello, America. It's Coach Pete. This week on the Financial Safari, we're going to talk about the 2018 Social Security boost that was just announced and what it means to you. That and much more this week on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete. And if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
This is going to be an exciting show. Sounds like a lot of things going down with Social Security. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, and in studio with me, best-selling author and America's wealth, finance, and income coach. That is Coach Pete Deruta. He's also a two-time best-selling author, one of those being a book he wrote alongside the one and only Steve Forbes. He's also the president of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants. He's a 25-year veteran in the financial arena as well as a registered fiduciary. If you don't know what that term is, you definitely need to find out because it means a lot. Coach, welcome in. Also in studio, we have Safe Money correspondent Steve Siddall, as Hello. Well as our UNC student intern, Abigail Turner.
You know, listening to you read that intro on me or talk about me, I feel old.
I was going to say accomplished.
That's a better. You are quite the diplomat.
I've been through 51 Halloweens, basically.
Wow.
Or this will be the 51st coming up here.
This will be the 51st. Love it.
Sure.
It's funny how time flies.
It is.
It really is. Yeah. And time goes by so fast these days.
It does.
But we want to make sure that people are on the right track. I mean, we've been doing the show for over 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gone by pretty fast. Steve, you've been on... Well, you've been in media for how many years?
Let's say 30.
Yeah, let's say.
Ballpark.
Anytime anyone says that quote, let's say, add 10 years.
Add 10 years? Oh, no.
Not 10.
Now you've walked yourself into a corner there.
I know.
And Abby's just getting started.
There you
That's
go.
That's right.
How's school going, Abby?
It's great. I love UNC.
Yep. Well, it's nice. I do too. I'm very excited about basketball season starting.
Oh, my gosh, too. Me too. I have a shirt that says, wake me up when it's basketball season.
I love it.
We are lucky enough to have Marty Hensley on staff,
That's
and he
right.
played basketball at UNC, so he has lifetime tickets that Roy gives him two tickets every game. So guess who was his best friend during
That's
basketball
crazy.
Season?
I guess you are.
Really good seats.
There
so what are we going to talk about this week?
Yeah, so we were talking about how Social Security has actually had a 2% increase this year, and I think that's going to shock a lot of folks because from what we've noticed the past few years, they've only been getting a 0.3% increase.
If anything. Yeah.
But now that 2%, though, I think that's where we need to start the conversation because I don't think it's very much to get excited about.
Well, the government looks at inflation and what they consider inflation.
Yeah.
They isolate some things I think they should never isolate when they're figuring out this equation, though.
Like what?
Food and energy.
Oh, well, go figure.
What do you spend most of your money on?
Yeah, well, energy.
Food
for
and
sure.
Energy.
And food.
Well, food. Food to give your
well.
Body energy, right?
I like to pretend I don't spend money on it, but it is the big black hole.
So prices go, when prices go up there, the government doesn't seem to mind, but it's the other things that are costing more.
Okay.
And to me, it's exciting to get a raise. If you're getting Social Security, you're going to get a little bit more, but to me,
sure.
that means the government is admitting now that things are costing more. So, the fact that they're admitting it, they're always behind the curve. It's costing us more to live these days.
It is.
Really
it
is.
It most certainly is.
And then you have deflation where they shrink the size of whatever you're buying. if you don't believe me, look at the candy bars these days.
Right.
You know, it's funny. You know, we used to laugh. The Halloween bars used to give away back in the day, the ones you'd buy at the store, about the size of the ones you pay for in the food store today when you're buying an individual candy bar.
Yeah, I'm
They've
right there with you.
They've got smaller and smaller over the years. My hands haven't got any bigger. I still have small hands, but my hands look big when I put a candy bar
compared
in it now.
Compared to the candy bar.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I really don't. It's a good thing they're going to increase what they're getting, but it's a bad thing when it's going to cost us more.
I guess it just kind of continues the conversation that we just can't rely completely on Social Security.
No, you really shouldn't. You should have your own plan in place. We've gone over a number of statistics this year where a lot of people aren't saving anything.
No, they're not.
And I don't know, Steve, what are they waiting for? You need to be saving.
You need to be saving, exactly. With the Social Security, I was reading today, what they haven't announced yet is how much Medicare is going up. So some of this increase could go straight to pay for Medicare.
Give it to you here, take it away over there.
Exactly.
Well, let's not even talk about health insurance. I got a notice the other day. Mine are doubling in rates now. My rates are going up times two for me. And then my wife has her own plan as a state employee, and my daughter is on there with her.
Right.
And we have one child, but yet because we have one child, we pay for the child option. So we're paying for one child, but if you have 10 children, it's costing you the same amount that it's cost me, which that's not fair, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah.
They penalize us with one kid. So it's just crazy. I don't know what's going to happen, Steve, but I mean, it's good they're increasing the rates. And so, but we look at individual savings and people are saving in different places. This week we had someone come in from the radio and we were going over what they had. They had something called a variable annuity. Now, you've heard me talk about annuities every now and then. They're a part of plan sometimes, but a variable annuity, one I have never offered in 25 years because they're loaded with fees.
Wow, okay.
And this person wanted the safety option inside the variable annuity. So they were in a money market account inside a variable annuity, which is like a bank account.
Oh, no.
You know what bank accounts have been paying lately?
Nothing, right?
Yeah,
little. Exactly.
Yeah, about under 1%. They were getting 0.75% over the last 5 years.
Ugh.
Now, guess how much it was costing them to have this variable annuity each year?
How much was that?
1.75.
What, really?
So you know I talk about losing money safely?
Sure.
This is a great example of it.
Golly.
They thought, shame on their advisor, by the way, for doing that. And the advisor made a lot of commission selling that variable annuity. I hate variable annuities, by the way. Did I mention that?
You have.
And so because one reason is because you hear the word annuity and you think all annuities are bad because you hear these stories about the variable annuity.
Precisely.
And so every now and then we'll recommend an annuity inside a plan, and the annuity's purpose is for lifetime income in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But then someone will go home and they'll use this device, and it's the device that gets you in a lot of financial trouble. It's called Google.
Right.
It certainly can get you in a lot
of trouble. And then they'll send us question after question about the annuity that we recommended, and the questions are coming from an article they read about a variable annuity.
Right.
And we have to tell them, you're right. The annuities have a lot of fees. They have a risk and all this, but that's a variable annuity, not a fixed annuity or not an indexed annuity or a hybrid annuity. There's some good annuities out there, but they're all dragged down in the mud by the variable annuities.
Right.
And I'm contributing to that now because I'm talking about them, but I want you guys to know there are. And if you have a variable annuity, you can get out of those a lot of times. And so you need to do it in a efficient manner that reduces or eliminates taxes by rolling that money. Qualify, if it's an annuity, you roll it from one annuity to another, and it's not a taxable event. So if you just cash it in, it could be a taxable event. So you need to know what you're doing before you do it. But shame on that advisor, by the way. I mean, it's crazy.
Exactly. It's true.
So, yes, your money was safe, but you were losing money.
It's
you
terrible.
You were paying the variable annuity company basically to put it in their account. You know they were making a lot more than 0.75 on that money.
Of course. Exactly.
So just be very careful. And if you have an annuity you're not sure about or if somebody's recommended one, before you sign on the dotted line, come in for a review. Let us go through exactly what you have, exactly what's being promised to you, and see if that's the right fit for you.
Well,
that's what a fiduciary does, by the way. And then you don't make commission on somebody out of their pocket. That's what happens when you put money in a variable annuity a lot of times.
There you go. Well, and that word you brought up right there, fiduciary, we mentioned it at the beginning of the show. I'm glad we brought it up again because I think if people have a fiduciary at their back, they're not going to run into these situations as often because they know that their advisor is working out for them. Now, this individual that you were just talking about, I would have greatly imagined that he was not working with a fiduciary.
Yeah, well, there's 13 questions that we go through. And this is what we go through with everybody.
Okay.
Number one is, what is the best method to save for retirement?
Sure.
Now, that wasn't the best method to save for retirement for that person.
Doubt.
At least they were saving, but they were saving in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a very important question you need to ask yourself. And everyone's different. So if you go to an advisor who basically makes a lot of money selling one variable annuity, guess what you're going to get? The same thing the guy in before you and the people after you are going to get, a variable annuity, because that's where the person's making the money. They're motivated by that many times.
Absolutely.
Same with mutual funds, same with stocks, same with bonds, same with other annuities too. Bank accounts. You go into a bank, you tell them you're not happy with the rate, and all of a sudden you end up in a corner office and the guy's selling you variable annuity.
Oh.
In a bank. So,
wow.
And then you assume because you're in a bank that it's safe. And a lot of times the recommendations in those corner offices at the bank you walk into a different world. Even though you're inside the bank, it's like Twilight Zone. You're in a different world, and now it's really scary. You don't even need to wear a costume.
Yep.
It's really scary what they do in those offices sometimes, because people assume. They don't say – a lot of times the person selling you the products in the bank, they won't say it's safe, but they let you assume that it is since you're in the bank.
Certainly.
Right?
Certainly.
All right.
It's easier to sell it.
Yeah, and it's real important that people just get educated the right way, Thomas.
Absolutely, no doubt.
And what we want to do, if you're curious about Social Security or what your claiming strategy should be, and I think everyone should be, because once you sign on the dotted line, many times you're locked in forever. So before you make that decision, make sure you're getting the most bang for your Social Security buck, but that shouldn't be your only savings. So if you've saved at least $200,000 or more in some other accounts, and you're one of the next 10 callers who call in right now, we'll do a one-page financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial and retirement plan. Now, this review is a $999 value. I'm going to give it away absolutely free and complimentary with no obligation. You must have at least $200,000 or more safe retirement, though. Keep in mind, our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but $200,000 is a really good start, and we're not going to discourage you to get the right plan in place. Now, what this consists of is taking the mystery out of the financial and retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. That's very important to figure out where you are. These people in the variable annuity, they didn't know. Now they know they were not in the right place. So better to find out now than down the road.
Without a doubt.
Now, we also run a customized fee report. Now, this helps you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. We did the fee report for these people, and they figured out they were being charged 1.75%, and they were only earning 0.75. So they were losing a point every single year. That's not good.
Ridiculous.
All right, so that's what we find out, and we want to find out. It's not pretty sometimes, but it's better to find out now than later.
Certainly.
We also do a tax analysis. Again, a lot of people are overpaying in taxes, not taking the right write-offs. We can go back 3 years, we find mistakes, and correct those and get your checks back. All right, we run this by a CPA. We'll also run a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And folks, if you do this, you take the worry out of living in retirement. And I mean living, enjoying yourself in retirement. Steve, I know you think about retirement all the time. I do too.
Sure.
You don't want to be worried in retirement about what's happening with your money.
No,
you just want your money to show up every single year in the mailbox. Put that green flag on the mailbox, we call it, a financial fill-up. So we'll take that worry out of living in retirement and help you take the guesswork out of the financial planning process for the next 10 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. Keep in mind, it's a $999 value. No obligation or cost if you call right now.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Yeah, we talk a lot about pre-retirees who say they've always felt like they were behind the curve.
Sure.
And we don't want anyone to be left in the dust, so we're going to discuss important ways to get your savings back on track when we return.
Such a blow to investors. Do it right now. Breaking news. Your stock all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030. Coach, you've talked about the importance of saving a lot on the show. I know it's a focus because it really is the foundation for building your own retirement later in life, especially since, as we've said many times, pensions have gone the way of the dinosaur. Get this,
yep.
Though. There's a recent Career Builder report that says 78% of full-time workers say they live paycheck to paycheck. That's a 3% increase over last year. What do you think's going on?
Abby, let's talk about this. You're in college.
I was in college.
Way back in the day, in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you were in the college probably back then too, around there?
Around then.
Thomas, back in the day?
Back in the day.
But what are they talking about as far as saving? You know, they're educating you on how to be a great media journalist in the future.
Yeah.
Have they educated you at all about how to save money or what to do with your money?
Definitely not. I don't even know if there's a class on that.
No, I don't think there should be, though, right?
There really should be, yeah.
Well, we're developing one called Freddy the Squirrel. Freddy the Financial Squirrel is going to go out and give us lessons for anyone age, well, I guess two. Two-year-olds don't spend money, but two and up.
Two and up.
And so Freddy's going to talk to everybody from
idea.
2 to 22. But I think Freddie's lessons can be taken to heart for people in their 40s and 50s, too, from what I've seen, like especially the people living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you need to learn the phrase, pay yourself first. Now, when I say that to you, what does that mean?
That means I need to be putting money aside as soon as I start getting a paycheck because my future is more important than spending all that money right now.
Yep. So when you're into Starbucks, you know, all you do is turn around and smile at the guy behind you and your coffee will be free.
Every time.
Right? I would that Freddie Squirrel might talk about that too. But no, it's important because I learned when I was in college, I learned the hard way. I got two credit cards that I didn't deserve, but I was just walking through campus and I got a free towel with a credit card, you know, a free big bath towel that said UNC on it. And all of a sudden, I had $5,000 of debt and no leftover money, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what happens. And so I learned the hard way. And the way I balanced my checkbook is I would go to the bank machine and I would take money out and then I would see what my balance was. That was my balance of checkbook. And then I forgot that I had written a couple other checks. You know, they hadn't cashed yet. You know, Steve, ever happened to you?
Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah, it was a pipe dream to try to do the little check register, you know, because you're not going to write down.
That was a waste of time.
It wasn't the worst thing ever if you were in line at the store and the person in front of you was writing the check. But before they gave the check to the cashier, they would turn to the back of the register and make the note back there about, you know, I'm in food line and I'm spending this kind of money.
Yep.
And then they would tear the check out and give it to the cashier.
Sure.
And then they had to give you the license and all. Remember how long it would take for a check?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So I'm kind of glad we're out of those days.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with credit cards. Matter of fact, I was called the credit card king by the Wall Street Journal about 7 years ago because there's ways you can manage credit and turn the tables on the credit industry by charging some things every now and then, but paying them off. So you never charge more than you can, you can't pay
and
off
can
at the end
pay,
of the month.
Yeah.
And
right.
so, you know that concept.
Well, right? I know all this because of you, honestly. there's no way I would have known any of this stuff.
No.
Before,
but,
yeah.
You know, and what I'll do, my daughter's 12, and I don't know when we'll do it, but we're going to get her a secured credit card, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a debit card. So we'll put $500 in an account, and she can charge up to that $500.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you don't pay your bill, they just take your money.
Oh, there you go. Okay, sure. Okay.
They call it secured. So the bank's fine. But you can also help your credit out that way. And a lot of people who are in credit trouble, that's how I rebuild my credit right out of, when I got out of college back in the 80s. I had to get a secured card, $500, and I would charge stuff on it, and slowly my credit increased.
Yep. That's a good tip.
That way, you're not spending more than you can afford because you've already put the money aside.
There you go.
That's smart.
And then eventually they'll open up the prison door and let the money out because you've proven yourself then.
Certainly.
So,
they did.
They sent me a check and that was like a windfall too. I think they gave me a little interest. So the $500 I gave them, I ended up getting like $520 back. So
there you go.
That was nice.
Always a good day.
That was nice. Steve, you're not. I mean, but you see that, right?
I do,
so a lot of people get into trouble. You've got grandkids. You're going to teach them about that. And
yes, I
guess Freddie the Squirrel will come in handy for your grandkids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, we say we're going to do this, Thomas. We're going to do it.
We've
been saying.
Now you have to.
Freddie's been in our minds for a couple months. So he hasn't done anything yet.
That's right.
Now,
he's got his own URL.
He does. He already has a website or a domain name. We've got to go to a website.
There you go.
All right, Steve, you do something you call diagnosis retirement. I want to hear that right now.
Yes, I do. In fact, it's a brand new one. And Thomas, roll the tape.
Welcome to Diagnosis Retirement. I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall, reminding you that the only thing that can go wrong in getting to retirement is everything. In today's episode, Dying to Live or Living to Die, we'll tackle one of the biggest fears facing retirees today. And no, it's not dying, it's living longer, a lot longer than we ever have. The life expectancy in the U.S. is just over 78 years old, and the fear becomes if we'll have enough money to take us through retirement. There was a time when people hit their 60s, they retired, they spent more time at home and less out and about. Now, if you're 60-something and go on a cruise, you may well be among the youngest on board. That old adage that as we age, we spend less is yesterday's news. Now the big fear is living and how to ensure you outlive your money and not the other way around. The good news is we have an appointment with Coach and sometimes Dr. Pete with some sage advice on how to tackle the problem of not outliving your money.
Well, Steve, I have a magic eight ball in my hand.
That's it.
That'll work. Am I going to outlive my money? Yes or no? Outlook positive, it says.
Well, that's good. Well, that's a good thing for you. What about the rest of us?
Oh, no. I mean, it's you know, here's what happens. And we talk about it all the time on the show. And I know people hear it. And then they say, well, I'm going to get to it some other time. Procrastination. But there are a lot of people listening who have money put aside, enough money to get them all the way through retirement if they have it in the right place. Mm-hmm. But many people are taking a lot of risk with that money. And they've got great gains. I can see why you take risk. I mean, the Dow is skyrocketing, right?
Sure.
But eventually, it's going to reach a point where it doesn't keep going up. And so I always say, you're not up until you're out. Mm-hmm. You don't have a gain until you realize the gain. And just like if you're down, you're not down until you liquidate, right? So we have to know that when we get to retirement, we need something I call a financial fill-up. And that means every single year, your account statements pull into the bank and it gets reloaded. It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
We call it the green flag on the mailbox as well, and the theory being, I don't like my mailbox because I have to put the red flag on it, and that means I'm sending bills out.
Oh, don't remind me.
So yeah, exactly. Wouldn't it be great if there was a big green flag on the other side the mailman would pull out when he put a check in there?
That would be
and
a
he
dream.
Did it every single year for the rest of your life and the rest of your spouse's life.
Yeah.
And if you pass away, well, when you pass away, we're all going to pass away, he comes sure. and brings an even bigger check for your next of kin. Mm. And then they can choose to spend it all in one place or repeat what you were doing, get a check for the rest of their life.
Wow.
So
yeah.
that's perpetual financial motion, and we like that. It's positive. Just like bills come every month, wouldn't it be great to get a check every month?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be
and
nice.
So I did talk about the person who was getting ready. The couple was sitting in front of me. They had over $2 million in the stock market. And the wife was planning a trip to Aruba right in front of me. And I've been to Aruba, and I love Aruba. That's where I had my honeymoon years ago.
Oh, cool.
So I was talking real nice about Aruba, and the husband started giving me dirty looks. I said, uh-oh, he doesn't like Aruba. So it came out. I said, what's wrong? You're not smiling. All that. He said, well, I'm just thinking when we take this $30,000 out, because they're going to take their kids and grandkids to Aruba.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He said, when this $30,000 comes out, it's never going back in. And then my account balance is down $30,000 more, and I don't know if we can live through retirement like this. So then we recommended, again, a financial fill-up option where he put a certain amount of money away, and now it guaranteed they get a check every single month for the rest of their life.
Wow, that's incredible.
Well, and he ended up smiling at the end, by the way. Well, I think they had a good trip to Aruba.
I love that, and what I love about that, I mean, this is someone with millions of dollars yep. in assets, and still that worry, that stress was there.
We went through, and actually I ended up writing a report on based on what we did with him and his wife because
okay.
it made so much sense. And
right.
I turned the report into, it's called Fundamentals of Retirement Planning. Not financial planning. Your financial plan is great, but that's a lump sum. You don't have a retirement plan until you have income. So this is the Fundamentals of Retirement Planning. We're going to talk about this on the next segment of the show.
Okay, good.
But very, very important that people have a planner that understands retirement. Because I know, I've seen so many people, so many of our clients are in retirement now. We know what people need. We know they need more income, Steve, like you're talking about, not less.
Not less.
I always laugh when they say, well, my planner now says I only need 70% of my income in retirement.
No.
I said, your planner's crazy. I want 130. I want 150% of your income in retirement. And I want you to be in the highest tax bracket possible. And they give me a dirty look then, right? But think about it. In order to pay taxes, what do you have to have?
There you go.
Income.
Money.
More income. So, yeah, I mean, there's always a give and take in the financial world. If you're making more money, you probably have more taxes. Or you go to jail because you're not paying taxes.
Oh,
you don't want that.
That's not a good alternative.
Well, but
nope.
you say it all the time. It's not a retirement plan. It's an income
yes,
plan.
It's
That's
an income.
We want.
So if you have a financial plan and you think it's a retirement plan, it's not unless it has income. And if it has income for life, not just income where you take it out for 10 years and it's gone, what good is that for anybody?
Good point.
Income for life. Because I know you always say, well, I'm only going to, in my 60s, that's all I need money for in retirement because 70s, I'm just going to die or whatever. No, you might be 80 and thinking, I wish I would have had a better plan in place. So let's do it now. Let's get in the right place.
Exactly.
And so let's do this, Thomas. If you're one of the next 10 callers, we'll do that plan for you. We'll go through the fundamentals of retirement planning with you. And we do it real easy. We don't complicate things.
Nope.
We put it on one page. We boil down everything you have, your big old binders, those big financial plans that you don't understand. We help you understand them. The planner who put you in there never explained it to you. We'll help you with that. We'll also do a retirement income goal, money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle. We'll analyze your current investments to establish the real costs and fees. And this is very important, the calculated risk exposure level. Based on what you're doing now, how much could you lose if the market did go the other way? I know we think we're bulletproof and untouchable now, but it could go the other way. Let's see what the bad things would be ahead of time.
There you go.
And let's make corrections. And then we'll determine the percentage of assets you need to protect your future income, and that considers taxes and inflation. Make sure you have enough money to do what you want, when you want to do it, all the way through retirement. No questions asked. Give us a call right now. The next 10 callers with at least $200,000 saved for retirement. And again, our strategies do work best for those of you with over a million. We also have these great reports we'll let you have too. We have one called the 401k Survival Guide. One's the 403b Survival Guide. And the other one is the TSP for federal employees, Thrift Savings Plan Survival Guide. You get your pick of those when you come in as well.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Yeah, there's a great series on the National Geographic Channel. They call themselves Nat Geo now, just
right,
to make
exactly.
it more in tune
more
with
trendy.
Today's people. And Morgan Freeman stars in it.
Yep.
And we've got the executive producer, James Younger. We talked to him earlier this week. We're going to play that when we come back.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Today marks 5 years after Superstorm Sandy devastated the shorelines and low-lying areas of New Jersey and New York with a 12-foot storm surge. The damage is no longer visible, but the recovery is still taking place.
For months and even years after the 12-foot storm surge inundated New York and New Jersey's coasts, many communities and skyscrapers in Lower Manhattan were still using temporary generators and boilers. 5 years later, a lot of long-term recovery projects are still in the early stages, and others haven't started yet. New York City's Build It Back program was supposed to help people repair their damage and raise houses. Today, over 1,000 homeowners are still waiting for construction to be completed in a program that was plagued by red tape. The area's power stations, water treatment plants, airports, and rail systems still need to be made storm resilient. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The district's rolling out two new programs that they hope will save lives. One of them is a new app called Pulse Point. First responders will be able to connect people under cardiac arrest with someone nearby who knows CPR. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
It is the coworker, the family member, or the neighbor who, in fact, is going to be the first on the scene. And the more prepared they are as they call 911 to render aid to their coworker or family member or neighbor, the more people will survive a medical emergency.
Another new measure, the AED Registry, creates a database of automated external defibrillators in the city, allowing first responders to direct people to where in their building an AED is located. World Series tied up. The Astros and Dodgers played a tight game, but LA blew it open with 5 runs in the ninth to beat Houston 6-2. Series now tied 2-2. Astros manager AJ Hinch.
They're two pretty good teams. I mean, I don't think that's overstating anything. So it probably doesn't surprise a ton of people that it's at 2-2. How the games have gone and where we've won or where they've won, you know, can always be debated. But these are big games.
Game 5 tonight at 8. And on a local sports note, just coming in, the Washington Post is reporting the Nats have settled on their new manager. A deal's been finalized with Cubs bench coach Dave Martinez, giving him a 3-year contract. 11:33, now we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Steve Greenfield.
And halfway through the 11 o'clock hour, the two right lanes are blocked on the outer loop of the Beltway before Georgia Avenue, delays back to Colesville Road. 295 inbound on the 11th Street Bridge, two separate crashes, and we see delays on outbound New York Avenue from 9th Street to Massachusetts Avenue. Weekend metro work continues to affect all lines. Check ahead for the changes and leave extra time. Now, from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drizzles today and humid, temperatures falling through the 50s. Heavy rain, gusty winds on the way this evening. Evening down to the mid-40s. Tomorrow mostly sunny but still windy. Highs right around 60. Right now 64 in Vienna, 63 in Gaithersburg. We're at 66 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So, Coach, during break, we have been receiving a number of texts. Now, folks, welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here alongside the one and only Coach Pete DeRuda. He's known as America's Wealth, Finance, and Income Coach. In studio alongside us, that is Steve Siddall. He is our Safe Money correspondent as well as our UNC student intern, Abigail Turner. Now, these texts, though, it looks like a lot of them are focusing on this report that you've just released, The Fundamentals of Retirement Planning. It must be pretty popular.
Yeah, it's a simple guide to give you a head start. And basically it's based on all the years of research, but it really hit home when I was talking to that couple that wanted to go to Aruba.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I sat down that night and wrote this.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, it hit home when I read it as well. Yeah. I mean, I read that cover to cover when it first came out. I thought it was so easy to understand.
Yeah.
You talk to us Yeah, that's just it. You're talking to us, not at us,
there
not down on us. You're just right there on our level, and you're just explaining things the way they are. And I had a couple of times where, I mean, I've been hanging around you for quite a while now, and I even had a couple of moments there when, now I get it. But, I mean, I think that's what people will find.
Well, I wrote it in a way like we try to do the radio show when we're talking with you, not at you.
Right.
Right? And same with this. And I've got a quote in here, a good plan executed right now is far better than a perfect plan executed next week.
Mm, that's good, yeah.
General George S. Patton, by the
really?
Way.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Huh. Good movie, by the way, back
absolutely.
In the day, wasn't it? George C. Scott.
George C. Scott.
Now, inside this report, there's a page, I call it the six Fs, even though the one word doesn't begin with F, but it sounds like it.
Okay. Let's go.
And I encourage people to take six pieces of paper out and write one word on top of each one.
Ah.
And people can do this at home right now if they want.
Sure.
The first one is family.
Okay.
Sure.
And then fitness, finances,
mm-hmm.
fun, faith, and philanthropy.
Ah,
say that
okay.
five times.
Yeah,
twice.
Really.
Now, philanthropy doesn't begin with an F, but it sounds like it.
Sure, there you go. Yeah.
So
I probably would have lost to the spelling bee with that one. So, you know, on each page, you write down whatever comes to mind.
Ah, yeah.
And because that's what's important to you.
Sure, I see that. Yeah.
Not research. Don't go Google anything. Do it from your head.
Mm.
What's important?
Yeah.
Fitness. If I did fitness, yeah, I need to be in better shape. Who doesn't say that?
Right.
Yeah. I do.
Abby, when I say...
I say that every day.
The fun sheet, what would be fun for you? What would you write on there? You went
probably,
to the state fair. You had fun there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the state fair. I'd want to go to basketball games with my sister.
See?
You know, stuff like that.
All the things you
vacation.
Write down. Yeah, vacation. Thomas, why don't we find one for you? Faith. What's faith mean to you?
Yeah, so faith, just being able to have that space where I can, you know, really just get in with myself and have that moment, not worrying about other stuff, to focus on that aspect of my life.
Now, family means different things to different folks, too, doesn't it?
Certainly
like
does.
Family, Steve, I know you have seven grandkids.
I
talk to you, I know that's the most important thing in your life, your
sure,
grandkids.
Absolutely.
Could care less about the kids, but the grandkids.
the kids are pretty okay. Yeah, the kids are okay.
Usually, it's a funny relationship that happens between you and the grandkids that you'd really – well, you get to have them when you want them, and then you give them back to the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sugar them up, send them off.
Yep. And you give them all kinds of cool stuff that their parents go, wait a minute, why did you give them that?
But, you know, we say don't be afraid to dig into your past pleasures and experiences to reignite things that maybe you've had to push to the side. And that's what this helps. It helps you say, gosh, I remember when we used to do this, you know, the fun. We went on vacations or we'd go to the mountains for a weekend.
Yeah,
The things you forget about.
Yeah.
Now, the common thread, everything on here costs money. So we have to plan. So if you could be honest with yourself and say, I want to do all these things, then we have to plan on how you're going to do that money-wise.
Okay.
And if you just say, well, maybe I'll get around to it, or, you know, maybe we can go there, it's never going to happen. The word maybe never works. Back in the day, when you call your friends and say, you want to come out and play? Well, maybe. Well, that means no.
It means no.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because they'd be knocking on your door if they wanted to play kickball or whatever. So, and then when you got a little older, if a guy, you're trying to get a guy to go out with the guys, but he said maybe, that means he had plans with the girls, right?
So that's good.
There you go.
Too. Exactly.
So it's just things that you need to, you know, one of my favorite holidays is Halloween coming up.
Sure.
You know, that's fun for me.
Yeah.
I like dressing up, and I like giving candy out, and I like eating candy.
Hey, there you go.
You know, my daughter comes home like I used to do. I had two brothers. We would collect all our candy, then we'd itemize it all out on the bed.
Sure.
Oh, I remember.
And then, we'd try to guard it from the other brothers stealing it, right? Remember that? And then eventually mom would throw it away because we never ate it.
There you go.
You'd save the good ones, right? You keep saving the good ones and then nothing ever happens. So let's make sure that your retirement happens, doesn't get thrown away like a bad candy bar.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. You know it's true because you try to stash those candy bars away hoping, oh, they'll still be good in the spring, and then at some point, your mom comes in with a trash bag and it's all gone.
Yeah. By the time Easter rolls around, it's no good.
You got to eat the good ones before
you really
she throws
do.
Them out.
But
there you go.
We would always save them. And then, you know, so my daughter, I help her out a little bit because she saves her good candy bars and I make them disappear every now and then.
Well.
Yeah, I make sure they get eaten, though. She doesn't feel bad. They don't get thrown away.
Hey, there you go.
So when we talk about life, though, and life happens over and over again, all the years go past, and then many retirees have simply undersaved money because they've had to work harder and harder than ever just to get by. And we hear that because you're not getting the increases at work or salary-wise, or maybe you move from job to job and you haven't established yourself there.
Sure.
So that happens. We're in a transitional kind of society these days. So the good place to start is how much is enough. So we look at what you want to do in retirement, and then we figure out how much that's going
to
cost.
Well, and this has to be fun for people to think about because you're almost writing a bucket list for your retirement, but it's not just the random thoughts going through your head. You're actually writing down things that you're going to be able to achieve because we're going to sit down and actually make these things happen.
Yeah. Well, you got to boil down your monthly expenses, too, and to the absolute essentials.
Yeah.
and then work up from there. So what do you need and then to live on? And then work up what can you add on now? The $7 coffee drinks we talked about earlier.
Right, sure.
They are. $7. It's crazy. Not just for the cup of coffee. Right. Now, coffee's $3 or $4 now at certain places. But when you start adding the little fancy names to them.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks.
Yes. And their grande is not big, right?
The grande is
that always
so
messed
small.
Me up.
Yeah. I will say, I went to Starbucks yesterday to get my sister. I was on break from school. She texted me, wants me to bring her Starbucks during class.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids these days. Then I go to Starbucks to get her order. It was like $6 for something, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Small. Abby's holding two hands together real close together. Right,
absolutely
now.
Crazy. I could not believe it. And then here I am buying this, driving it to her at her school. I mean, I don't know what was happening.
It is funny what we think is important these days.
That's true.
And used to be free refills on coffee, too. Remember those days? Now, some places still do, but other places. What do you mean a free refill?
I was about to say, yeah.
So we go through all this, the fundamentals of retirement planning is 20 pages packed with information. Steve likes it. Steve, I think you really like it a lot.
I sent it on to my son. I'm having this conversation with my 25-year-old son who has yet to begin to save. And I was with him a couple of weekends ago, and that was one of the things that I gave him. We've had several conversations since then.
Wow.
He's starting to track down somebody that's going to help him get started.
Nice. We need to send Abby home with one of these.
There you go. Yeah.
I think it's good. Yeah.
But anyone who wants one can get their hands on it. But I'm going to go a couple steps further because I want to make sure you understand fully what this means here.
Sure.
Steve, we've talked a little bit on the side about this, and you understood it, but then I told you why things really made sense, and then we looked at your list, your 6F list, what
right.
I called it.
Exactly.
There were some things on there that rekindled some interest for me that I forgot about.
Yeah.
So going through that step by step, very important. So if you're one of the next 10 callers, we'll go over it with you, and we'll also do a one-page financial review that'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial and retirement plan. Keep in mind the retirement strategies today are very important because lifetime income is the most essential thing that people are overlooking. Mm-hmm. If you've saved money, make sure that money now will pay you for the rest of your life because you don't have a paycheck anymore when you retire, so you need to have a paycheck coming from your accounts. And that's what a retirement plan with income built in is. Matter of fact, it's not a retirement plan if it doesn't have income built into
it. Right,
exactly. So if your planner says you have a retirement plan and you don't see any guaranteed lifetime income, you don't have a retirement plan.
You just got
an over-glorified, decorated, like they do in the coffee place, financial plan.
Wow.
With a lot of whipped cream on it.
Yeah.
You're careful. That whipped cream is good at Starbucks.
And it costs
a lot. That's
true. So this review is about $1,000 value. It's worth even more, I think, over your lifetime. It could mean the difference between you getting a just get by kind of income and an income you could be very happy with and never worry about. And it's going to be no cost, no obligation to the next 10 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. And our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but we never kick anybody out if they have at least $200,000 and are dedicated to trying to get that retirement plan in place. So what this consists of, though, is it takes the mystery out of the financial and retirement planning process by mapping out where you are right now. We'll also run a fee report. Folks, this is the most vital part of any kind of review, is it because it helps you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor or even do it yourself, what it's really costing you. Let's look at the cost. Let's figure them out. And let's know every single year what it's costing you to do what you're doing and see if there might be better alternatives and maybe no cost at all. You know, that's Steve, if you're paying a lot, if you go from paying a lot to paying nothing, which one would you do?
Especially
if you're getting equal to or better returns, too.
Yeah, I'm not a math guy, but I got that one figured out.
So if you do that, if you reduce fees, if you reduce expenses, you automatically have dramatic growth potential because you have less going out or no going out and then everything staying in and building. Very important. The tax analysis we do also is valuable because it could reveal if you're overpaying on taxes, and we have long-term strategies. We do tax planning to make sure you reduce your taxes going forward. We also run a customized income plan. This is the most important part of any retirement plan, as we've talked about, because it utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income, and it'll take the worry out of living in retirement if you have that retirement plan in place. So in short, for the next 10 callers, we're going to take the guesswork out of the retirement planning process. That's a comprehensive review, $1,000 value, no obligation, call right now.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today, finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, I promise we're going to get to that interview, the story of us with Morgan Freeman.
Celebrity money mistakes.
John D. Rockefeller was an American oil industry business magnate and philanthropist. He is widely considered the wealthiest American of all time and the richest person in modern history. Born into a large family in upstate New York, he was shaped by his con man father and religious mother. His family moved several times before eventually settling in Cleveland. Rockefeller became an assistant bookkeeper at the age of 16 and went into a business partnership with Maurice B. Clark and his brothers at 20. Rockefeller formally founded the Standard Oil Company in 1870 and ran it until 1897. As kerosene and gasoline grew in importance, Rockefeller's wealth soared and he became the richest person in the country, controlling 90% of all oil in the United States at his peak. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1911 that Standard Oil must be dismantled for violation of federal antitrust laws. It was broken up into 34 separate entities that included companies that would go on to become ExxonMobil, Chevron, and others. Individual pieces of the company were worth more than the whole, and as shares of these doubled and tripled in value in their early years, Rockefeller became the country's first billionaire with a fortune worth nearly 2% of the national economy. His peak net worth in inflation-adjusted dollars is now estimated at $336 billion. America's first billionaire was actually one of the reasons for the creation of an estate tax, which took 70% upon his death. Don't let that sort of thing happen to your estate. Another reason why it's vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
Such a blow to investors. You know what? Right now, we're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
All right, folks. Well, this is the last segment of the show. Happy Halloween to everybody. Be careful during Halloween, by the way.
That's right.
And, you know, no driving fast in the street. There are a lot of kids out there.
A lot of kids.
That's Tuesday night, isn't it?
It is.
Coming up.
We don't have the weekend anymore.
No.
I live in a cul-de-sac, and our cul-de-sac, we have five families that get along, believe it or not.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
But not the sixth one. No, just joking. But what we do is we set up in the cul-de-sac tables, card tables.
Oh, do you really?
And cool. We grill out in the cul-de-sac during Halloween.
I love it when
nice. And the kids have it made because they don't have to run to the door. They just go from one table to the next.
I like it.
And the cool thing is, if my neighbors aren't looking, I steal some of their candy because they always seem to have the better candy. You know, it's pretty funny when you're there because we all have the same stores we can go to.
But I
seem to not see that candy that they get all the time.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the most popular candy in North Carolina this year for Halloween.
What's that?
M&M's.
Oh.
M&M's. In fact, what is it? 96,000 pounds of M&M's.
That's a lot of M&M's.
Oh, my God.
Wow. But last year, I had one of those pounds. It was Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, Reese's, yeah.
My problem with Reese's,
you never think you're getting a good deal.
Nope.
No.
It's gone before you know it.
Yep.
Well, here's the sad part. Number three in North Carolina?
Yep.
Candy corn, really?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of states out there on that list, Steve, that number one is candy corn, right?
I know.
Yeah, how many? Like, what are some of the states number one in candy corn? Or candy corn's number one candy?
Candy corn, Alabama.
Alabama.
Okay.
Rhode Island, South Carolina.
Well, a few. Okay. Wow.
Idaho.
Idaho. Okay.
So there you go.
What's the strangest?
Is number one.
Hot,
Indiana,
I remember hot tamales.
Huh.
Of in the India, list there, yeah. You got the list of the 50 states and the most popular candy and Halloween for each one. Right. What is the most unusual one in your mind?
Well, the hot tamales. That just
hot
seems
tamales?
An odd to,
yeah.
To,
yeah.
To me.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I've never seen that.
I see them in movie theaters
in
now.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah,
you know,
random
and
places like that.
Even in Minnesota, where I'm from, Tootsie Pops.
Oh, Tootsie Pops.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And I like Tootsie Pops.
Yeah, I don't like them that much.
But it's like a Halloween candy, yeah.
Yeah.
We look at the movie theater. I used to like Lemon Drops.
Oh,
yeah, those are good.
Blow Pops.
Blow Pops.
Those lollipops with gum in them?
Yeah.
Yep, those were good.
You know, hey, everyone's got different things. Thou shalt not covet the neighbor's candy, by the way.
whatever you like. It's fine with me.
Now, we had a great interview this week. I've watched the show. Abby, I don't know if you've seen
right.
it or not, but
oh,
the
yeah,
story of us on National Geographic, Morgan Freeman, what a voice. He recognizes voice everywhere,
and
right?
And he does have a unique way of communicating with people, and he seems to be able to reach people at a level that not many people can.
And in Hollywood, he's played everything from the president to a driver.
To God.
Yeah.
to God.
Hey,
right. That's right.
That is true.
So he's done everything.
Yeah.
Really,
mm-hmm.
He's covered the gamut. So let's roll the tape on that interview.
All right, here we go.
Each and every week I talk to very interesting people, and the most important part is that I shouldn't be the only one hearing it. I really feel that if these people make sense to me, that everyone out there needs to hear it. So stay tuned, folks, and I hope you enjoy this newest weekly segment on Coach Business.
James Younger is an Emmy-nominated documentary filmmaker whose latest show, The Story of Us with Morgan Freeman, is airing on the National Geographic Channel. The show takes us on a journey to find out what makes us tick and discovers that as much as we think we're different across the globe, there are things that unite us all.
The show is really a kind of a search to understand what the common values all human beings have. You know, what are the forces that have shaped human society in all its different forms around the world? And I guess the mission of the show is to we hope it shows people that we're not as divided and as different as we might think we are.
Younger says Morgan Freeman was a logical choice.
Morgan is such a great leveler of people. I mean, everyone wants to talk to him. I would say one of those great seekers. You know, he's a truth seeker.
Episodes include The March of Freedom, that takes us around the world in search of a greater understanding of what freedom is. We meet the president of Rwanda, whose people have been able to make peace after a horrific civil war.
A woman in Rwanda who her family was killed in the genocide of 1994. She was a Tutsi. And, you know, a mob of Hutus had come to their village and chased them down and ended up killing the rest of her family, her children and her husband. And 20 years later, she is now great friends with one of those killers. He approached her and asked for forgiveness. And she, after a couple of years, was able to forgive him. And they now live in the same village. And he comes and helps her with her cow every day and helps her around the house. And they're friends. So that was probably the most remarkable.
In another episode, Morgan Freeman poses the question, can love change the world?
Love is the first human emotion that we experience. So love is a force that builds families, it builds cities, it builds nations, and ultimately, you know, it can even reach across nations, and you can feel that a bond of love for a child who's suffering in a distant country and want to give to them, because this is a very powerful force, probably the most powerful force in our lives.
Other episodes include Us and Them on how it seems we are more polarized than ever and how we can find ways to come together. Others include the spirit of rebellion, the fight for peace, and the power of us.
I think this series offers hope, and that the, you know, as Bill Clinton quoted Martin Luther King in the series, the arc of history is long, but it bends towards justice. And I think the world is slowly becoming a better place for us to live in.
The Story of Us airs Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the National Geographic Channel. For the Financial Safari, I'm Steve Siddall.
That was a good interview.
Yeah, it was good.
You still get Reader's Digest?
No, I don't.
You ever read it, like, maybe in the dentist office or something?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, I know why I've looked at it recently, because you were in it.
I was in it. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew I was reading it recently.
They interviewed me for an article on retirement planning in Reader's Digest,
cool.
Which
yeah.
is pretty funny, because I forgot it even existed.
Yeah.
My dad used to love it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's packed with good stories still.
It is,
yeah, yeah.
When you have a little free time, which everything slows down when you go to the dentist office.
Oh, gosh,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not a fun time sometimes.
Wish it would speed up.
Good interview. Now, one thing I want to talk about, because I talked about a couple weeks ago, we had a tremendous amount of questions on this, and it's something called the risk volatility scale.
Okay.
And everyone can do this at home, too. You get one piece of paper out. We basically kept paper companies in business today, because we talked about six pieces of paper earlier.
Right, we have.
Yes, one more piece. Exactly. On one side, you write risk, on the other, and then you draw a line in the middle, and you write volatility on the other side. Okay. And then we put a negative next to the risk and a positive next to volatility. In other words, you go from less risk to really big risk.
Okay.
And a lot of people, when we sit down and go through this with them on our big whiteboard, when we go through red, green, and yellow money, which, by the way, what better way to color code things? Now, if I say red money, what does that mean to you, Abby?
Risk.
Stop.
Risk.
That.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah, dangerous. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Green means safe or go,
green
right?
Light, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then yellow, either way. But what we say with yellow money is money, liquid money. Money's not going to grow anything, but you need it for emergencies. Mm. Otherwise known as an emergency account.
Okay.
And so everyone says, well, how much should I keep in an emergency account? And I say at least 6 months worth of income, because if something happens,
you got to have it.
You got to have the money. And I know we all think we're bulletproof and nothing's going to happen to us, but I had to go for a mammogram last week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a guy. I had to go for a mammogram because my doctor found a couple lumps in my breast. So everything was fine. It was just some swollen things.
Good.
But you never – I think I'm bulletproof.
Yeah. You know, it's true, though.
With weights all the time and everything. But now, you know, as you get older, 51, things start to break down a little bit. And so we just have to make sure that our accounts don't break down when we need them the most.
Yeah,
and it's all about red, green, and yellow money. And I think everyone, Thomas, needs to learn about that and have it – figure out where they are right now. That's what we do. We show you where you are right now, red, green, or yellow, and we give percentages. Maybe you have 90% in red. Should you be that much? I don't know. Use the rule of 100, 100 minus your age. That number should be the maximum amount of money you have in the red or risk accounts. Hmm. So me, 51, 49% of my money could be at risk.
Sure.
I don't like risk that much, so I don't have 49% of my money there. But other people do, so they take more. So it's just a ballpark kind of thing. And I think everyone, Thomas, needs to have that explained to them in more detail.
Absolutely. Folks, that number is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Thomas, anyone who calls, well, let's say the next 15 callers, I think we have room for 15 people.
Okay.
And the next 15 people that call will get a certificate for a full-blown financial planning session. Now, this is a valuable certificate. I would recommend you use it yourself, but you can gift it to somebody else if you'd like as well.
Okay.
And you also go through the income planning process, your retirement income goal, making sure you have enough money put aside in the right places to make sure you never run out of money all the way through retirement. And then we talk about, well, what happens if we have some health issues? So we need to make sure we have long-term care type vehicles, financial vehicles set up, not just long-term care policies, which I'm not a big fan of, but there are special life insurance policies that give you the death benefit or your next of kin, the death benefit if you pass away. But it lets you reach in and take some of your death benefit if you need it for long-term care.
Wow.
Never have a rate increase there. Never get kicked out once you're in, unless you don't pay your premiums, right? But it makes a whole lot more sense than to use it or lose it long-term care policies.
Seems to,
we're also
going to
build an income plan. We're going to show you how your financial plan could be a true retirement plan. And we're going to go through the fundamentals of retirement planning, and you'll leave with a special workbook, 20 pages, that Steve even said he understood.
Well.
But, I mean, it made it.
But
it's
very straightforward stuff, and it's good stuff to know.
It's a simple guide to give you a head start, and I wrote it in terms that I could understand myself. You know, and I tried to make it as simple as possible to understand, just like we do on the radio show.
Right.
Red, green, yellow, the fundamentals, the six Fs, those kind of things in there.
There you go.
And so the income plan, that's all for you guys. If you have at least $200,000 safe retirement, you call right now, you get that certificate, and you also get a grab bag of goodies that we've talked about on the show in the past.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Have a great Halloween, everyone. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.